Hi, this is Ross Allen Skorzewski, and today you are listening to the best of the best of The Mark Gunger Show.
Caution, The Mark Gunger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to The Mark Gunger Show with national marriage speaker and author of Lap Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Gunger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of The Mark Gunger Show, Mark Gunger.
And the crowd goes wild with joy because they have joined the Mark Gunger Show, the show that handles all things concerning
knowledge.
I am, of course, Mark Gunger.
Do you realize that this is a big problem?
Yeah, but nothing I can do. I am about it. I am who I am. With me, as always, is the lovely and charming Diane Brierley.
Nobody really cares.
Well, what are you going to do? And then, of course, Ross Allen Skorzewski.
You got to grow up.
We've been working on that.
Wow.
This is the show that handles all of your marital challenges, relational conundrums, and dating dilemmas that you can email to us at radio@markgunger.com. Markgunger.com. Engineering, as always, Tim Ray pushing buttons, twisting knobs, trying to stay awake during the program. We still have Bell finishing up as our guest, coming to enjoy this. If you'd like to be crazy enough to come sit in on one of these shows, tapings, let us know. And you can certainly join us, and it'll be good. We're excited about it. Show you a little bit about how the show runs is you get to be totally anonymous and shoot to us any relational questions that you have. In exchange for you getting to be anonymous, we get to be brutally honest. Now, this is a chance for you to send an idea at us and say, gee, what would these guys think about this? Okay, this is not a form for advanced marriage therapy or counseling or anything else of the sort. If you're very sensitive, please don't write to this show. If you got boo-boos that need to be handled in a certain way, this is not the time or the place to do it. If you'd like to say, gee, I do have this problem, I do have this challenge, I wonder what these guys would think. Not to say that what we can't say would be helpful.
It might be.
One way or the other. But this isn't the forum for fixing
severe issues or whatever that you have.
So, anyway, so keep that in mind. Again, you can just email whatever you have there to us at radio@markgunger.com. It is, of course, a new week this week. It is a Monday. Do you know the song, Ross?
Monday, Monday.
Rocky, there you go.
I know, I'll find
so
it.
Mamas and the Papas, right?
Mamas and the Papas.
Monday morning.
I got a chance to see the Mamas and the Papas.
Did you?
But this was right. This was after Mama Cass had died.
Oh, she had died.
Yeah, so it was everybody except for her.
Is that true?
I just
want to
ask you a quick question.
Yeah.
So you went and saw Mamas and Papas or whatever, and last week you were going off on this huge tangent of how you hate U2.
Yes.
You think that they really have better music than U2?
The Mamas and the Papas?
Everybody has better music.
Not everybody.
Everybody.
Not everybody.
Wait, let me think. There is some very strange Arabic music, maybe.
Your voice has changed. You're sucking helium.
This is my grandson.
Say hi.
Hello.
Hey, Kian.
This is my grandson.
It's my boy.
The boys get to come in and talk during the show. How you doing, man?
Good.
How was school?
Have to get him on the camera.
Okay, get out of here. Go bother your grandmother.
I love you.
Mm-hmm. Hi, bye, in and out, real quick.
I love those boys. Okay. So, what do you got?
I have a story. Actually, it comes out of the UK, out of a Christian publication.
The Ook.
From the Ook, yes. They're recommending that parents should get divorce advice at the birth of their children.
What do you mean?
They say parents should be given a leaflet at the birth of their child detailing their responsibilities in case of divorce, according to new proposals. The leaflet would be given to parents when they register a new birth, and they would be asked to consider seriously from the start what would be the best for their child if they split up.
This is like going to a team that's going to the Super Bowl and handing them leaflets how to handle it when they lose.
Now, if it's like...
Well, look, chances are somebody's going to lose.
Right.
All right. And we don't want you to come emotional. I mean, who wants to listen to that when they're going in trying to win? Unless you're Vikings, you know,
then maybe they
always got it.
Did you hear that? This demonic sound. That's all I heard.
The Viking players all get, you know, things that say, you know, how to handle boo-boos when they play. But that's them. Right. They're a unique team.
Right. They're the Vikings.
Everybody else, you don't.
They're the Viking Queens.
Yeah. You don't hand out flyers on how to handle losing to a professional sports team.
That's it. I quit.
So you don't take people who are trying to succeed in marriage and in life and start out, well, let me show you how to lose.
When they need to do it is like the article we read a couple weeks ago in China, where when you're in the process of divorcing, you should be given all of the facts and statistics about how sucky your life will be. But not when you have a child. I mean, if you're starting to have trouble, okay.
That's because of them. They really believe that this, for some cases, is the best thing, the best scenario. They better consider their options. I mean, if you love your kids, you will think that this is a viable option.
Yeah, critics say that it greases the tracks to divorce.
Greases their brains.
Of this. So, anyway, they went on to say...
Every other day of the week is fine, yeah.
I'm sorry, I wasn't
listening. I wonder how
you.
Many songs there actually are about Monday. Because there's the Bengals song, Manic Monday.
Yep. There is.
And then...
Blue Monday. The one that...
And then
Michael Savage plays all the time.
Hope it sounds better than that.
And well, I Don't Like Mondays by the Boomtown Rats.
Boomtown Rats?
Yeah, Boomtown Rats. I Don't Like Mondays is
the
name of
that
song.
Find the Blue Monday one, just so now that I can show you that I sounded just as good.
Blue Monday.
You could have a Monday song every Monday.
You could.
Really?
For a little while.
Is that many songs?
Oh, there's got to be several. We just rattled off four, so you have a month's worth. There you are.
Whoops.
Which one are you looking for, Blue Monday?
Oh, that's... This is... who's this group? This group. This isn't
Tell
the one.
New Order.
Yeah, New Order. I used to dance this all the time.
I used to have this record.
I just got a horrible vision of Ross dancing to that song.
How do I feel? That's how it goes.
Really?
Yeah, when you treat me like you do.
Yes.
It's got a good groove.
That's a Monday, man. That's more like a Thursday song, isn't it? Monday's more like...
You have to find I Don't Like Mondays, that one. That's the Boomtown Rats. I Don't Like Mondays.
Here's a group called Singles. Here's one called Candy... Oh, that's a terrible name.
Whoops.
That's the name of the song? The band?
Skip it. If it's bad, don't say it.
Oh, it's the name of the album. Sorry. Mm-hmm. New Order?
Nope, that's the one you just played.
Flunk?
No, I don't know that one.
Orgy? There's a band called Orgy?
Oh, of course there is.
Family Values Tour.
That's the name of the band.
All I know.
There's a band called Orgy. The name of the album is Family Values. Talk about mixed messages.
Shock value, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see anybody.
All I know is that Michael Savage plays the song every Monday.
Blue Monday. It's Fats Domino. Yeah. It's Fats Domino, I think.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have it here. I don't see it. Blue Monday. What's the name of the group?
I think it's Fats Domino that sings Blue Monday, isn't it?
Yep, Blue Monday. Fats Domino lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Blue Monday, Fats Domino.
That's not P-H-A-T, by the way, there, homie.
P-H-A-T.
That's pretty funny. Well, I can't find it. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. So anyway, I think that they have the right idea. They may not just be going about it the right way. They're really trying to prevent kids from having to go through divorce. They cited the National Child Development Study that concluded divorce has repercussions that reverberate through childhood and into adulthood. And a report by the Good Childhood Inquiry warned that family breakdown was a major cause of harm to children's mental health. A 2008 survey revealed that most children under 10 years old would make divorce illegal if they ruled the world.
Wow.
Most children under 10 years old would make
It's just horrible.
There it is. Oh, my child
tell him more than half a day. Diane, you have, you know, it's okay.
What? I'm just staring at him.
I can't understand
he's such
his words.
A goober. Singing like a goober over there.
I don't
there.
Know why you can't. You know, Green Bay, you know, not exactly the culture
oh,
capital
yeah.
of
okay,
the world.
Go ahead.
You know, we have agriculture.
Yes,
we
do.
Cheese culture. We got other, you know.
Yep.
So I go to this show with
the Rugrats.
The kids. Yeah. Called Cirque du Soleil mm-hmm. Drillion. Okay. So I got these clowns.
Mm-hmm.
These clowns are doing this thing. It's all sight humor, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But they're speaking Italian.
Explain sight humor in the first place.
Well, you hit somebody in the face and they fall on their butt. You know, it's sight
it's
humor.
Like
what they
comedy.
Do.
Is,
yeah, yes. It's just like third grade humor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right. but it's funny humor and stuff like that. But they're speaking Italian the whole time they're doing it. And all these people are around us the whole time going, I can't understand them. What are they saying? I said, they're speaking Italian. Oh, well, they're just making it up. You know, I don't know. What difference does it make? It's sight humor. Well, yeah, but I can't understand what they're saying. I was like, good grief. So I wanted to stand up and scream, for heaven's sakes, people, get a clue. It's what, just sight humor.
Would have been more funny with subcaptions or with cap, you know?
I don't know. I mean, they couldn't get
past
the fact
that they,
right.
were speaking
that they
Italian.
Weren't speaking English. That ain't English, is it? What is it? Never heard people not speak English. It was Green Bay. What the heck? Seriously, I was embarrassed, for heaven's sakes, you people. That's a terrible song. That was a lousy. That's a big hit. Blue Monday.
It's old.
It was a long time
sounds
ago.
Terrible.
Time.
Oh, see, Mondays. The reason why Michael said it is because it's Mondays. So,
yeah.
Here's the thing with Fats Domino's song. Everyone sounds the same as the last one.
It does. All sounds the same.
Sounds a little different.
I'll be there with you. Come here. Kiss me.
They all pretty much sound the same.
Blue Monday.
Nothing changes. Anyway, pretty funny. Okay.
So you found Ross's song, but you didn't find the ones that
I
suggested.
Matter.
What song was that?
The Manic Monday by the Bengals, and I Don't Like Monday by the Boomtown Rats.
You're a little too manic for me.
I'm too manic.
You are. You admit it, at least.
I'm too manic.
Finally. You admit it.
Oh, you didn't hear the question mark in that phrase, did you?
I don't see any music for Manic Monday.
Manic Monday. That's
it takes
me a
while to find these things.
Sing it for us.
Just another Manic Monday.
Whoa, whoa.
Wish it were Sunday.
Is this it?
Nope.
It says Manic Mondays.
But well, it's by the Bengals.
Gotta have bangles in there. You're just picking bangles. Random titles that are done by
it says Manic Monday.
By the Bengals.
All right, keep talking. I'll see if I can find it.
Okay. On that little...
Heaven forbid I listen to
looking.
While you talk.
You don't have to listen to this. I'm not going to ask you anything about this. I'm just going to talk and ignore you the way you ignore me. Okay, so this guy writes in. He says, I love the show. Ross is still awesome, even if he is Mark and your...
Bah, who wrote that? Ross probably wrote that.
No. Said, Mark and what?
Mark and my Clinton Kelly. You are
thank
our
you so
Clinton
much.
Kelly. He takes that as a compliment,
thank
by the
you.
Way.
Thank you. I appreciate
he
that.
He says, after listening... That's it.
Hey, hold on. You were ruining my compliment.
Okay, wait a minute. Ross is getting a compliment. We got to stop
Ross
for that.
Ross got a compliment.
Yes.
All right.
Now, some people would be highly offended by being called Clinton Kelly. You, on the other hand, my friend, find that to be
great,
complimentary.
I think that's awesome.
Okay. Why, who's Clinton Kelly?
What
the
not
guy
to wear.
On What Not to Wear? The What Not to Wear show? You don't know. You probably...
Oh, yeah, I know. That's, yeah, okay. Oh, that's definitely Ross.
That's Ross.
Oh, yeah.
Clinton Kelly.
I like him. He's a great
guy.
He's
our, they're saying he's our, your,
he is
and
our
Clinton my
yes,
Kelly.
Yes, he is.
He is. Okay. Okay, so after listening to the past few shows.
I just need a Carmody to do my hair.
What hair?
I want Nick Arojo to cut mine. $500
Carmody does makeup, not hair.
Whatever.
Carmody does makeup.
I get your point.
Thanks for doing my hair. I didn't touch your hair. Oh,
all five
I'm friends. Sorry. I wasn't paying attention.
I just threw things across the room at him just
quit,
so everybody
quit
knows.
Sorry. What? I'm just insane. She's a pretty
Let's
girl.
Let's make a deal.
She's a pretty
Let's
girl.
Let's make a deal.
What?
You get Carmody to do your makeup.
My hair.
No,
you get Nick?
To your makeup.
My
and
makeup.
You get Nick Arojo to do my hair.
He doesn't work for What Not to Wear anymore, so
well,
have fun.
He has a salon in New York nonetheless.
So what?
All right.
So we'll work on getting Carmody
we'll
for you.
All right, we'll work on that. We'll,
and then
you know
we'll, get,
we'll see
I'm
if we
sorry,
get it in the Laugh Your Way budget this
yeah,
year.
Yeah, I'm sure.
$10,000 for makeup and a hair deal.
No, it's only $500 for Nick Arojo to cut my hair.
Only $500.
Like,
only $500.
5'3", 5'4".
But you have
so
to get me to New York
to
do it. So
all right.
Okay.
You're going to, like, tower over him.
This poor guy. He writes in to say this. I know I'm the Amazon woman. I'm taller than almost everybody. I get it.
Mommy, make it go away. What is it? Oh!
Wasn't there, what was it, the 50-foot woman or something like that? Wasn't there a
TV show? I'm not that
show?
Tall.
It was the Diane Bryant story.
I'm not that tall. I'm not that tall.
You know how these movies say based on a true story?
Yeah.
Not actually true, but based on true. Yeah, that would.
I'm not that tall. Okay, now, please, let me get through this man. Poor Bellen. It's all out of control now.
How you doing?
My face hurts from laughing.
Oh, my gosh. His face just hurts me.
I just hurt.
Okay.
She's mean.
Okay, he's trying to say something.
Oh, I know who the Bengals are. They have one of my favorite songs.
I know.
Oh, yeah. I love the song. I want to go over to the Middle East just to play the song.
The one which resists, take their trays, spin around, and they cross the floor. They've got the moves.
See, I'm very. I'm very oriental, or not Middle East.
Yeah,
Middle
Eastern. Oriental.
Middle
right.
Eastern, so not oriental.
Everybody,
people say you travel a lot. No, but I do know walk like an Egyptian.
People, they are doing very strange Egyptian-like moves, and it's too
walk like an Egyptian.
Midwestern folks trying to be hip.
Hey, we're from Green Bay. It's the only culture we got around here.
Black girls can't dance.
But brown ones can. That's why we dance like an Egyptian.
Smells like culture, agriculture.
We are.
Yes,
as much culture as you're going to get out of Green Bay this morning, folks. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more to torture Diane right after this.
Finally, marriage advice that's direct, honest, and to the point. This is The Mark Gunger Show on MarkGunger.com.
It is with sound mind and body that I, James Fredericks III, after fighting with all direct family members for decades, leave my entire fortune of $32 million to the one friend I had in the end, the package delivery guy, Matt Sanger.
Woohoo! Yeah! I had a feeling about this. Uh-huh! I'm rich! Oh, this cannot be happening.
Actually, it's not happening.
What?
And it never will.
I don't get it.
There aren't even people here. That's just one of those murmuring sound effects.
Seriously?
Listen, if you want to have money in your future, don't rely on luck.
Huh.
Put $10 away each month. Cook once in a while instead of eating out.
Okay.
Pay down your high-interest credit cards.
Right.
Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow.
So, no inheritance?
No. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
And just to be clear, no inheritance, right?
Band of Brothers Radio, your internet outpost, supplying refuge, hope, and biblical counsel for men in the midst of daily battles.
You'll never conquer that thing that's got a hold of you until you bring it out of secret, out of the darkness, and bring it into the light.
And you know, that is such the key right there, because truly what it boils down to for me, my experience is that I had to get to that place where I've said, I've had enough.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have another ace up right. my sleeve. In every situation, I believe that it's a constant surrender.
Band of Brothers Radio, streaming and podcasting daily at faithplace.org.
Falling in love is such an easy thing. There's no guarantee that the one you love is gonna love you.
Oh,
loving us, things cannot
be. Same thing on one note.
Person could never be. Love runs
this is the guy that brought cotton to a whole new meaning in my life.
You're listening to Aaron Neville on The Mark Gunger Show. All right, Aaron, shut up over there. Quiet down.
We're honey, please switch to flannel or satin. Aaron Neville ruined cotton for me.
I actually like his Christmas CD.
The touch, the feel of cotton.
Yeah.
The fabric of our life.
Okay, it's 20 minutes after. I'm never going to get this one back.
You know where we're going this weekend? We're going to, where are we going? Tinley Park.
Tinley Park, Illinois.
Roscoe and me.
That's right.
Do a man's conference,
to
right?
A manly man conference. And then we're going up to Resurrection Church in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Michigan, correct.
To speak that weekend, so hopefully some of y'all come check us out, either down in Chicago area or over in Grand Rapids area this weekend. Going to be flying over there, and this time I might actually let Ross in the airplane. instead of, you know, tying him on top like a...
Please let me in.
We're flying along. Ross kept banging on the plane, you know, at 10,000 feet.
Please let me in.
That's just Ross. Yeah.
Shut up, Ross. It's just the rugged slack up there. I don't see anything to hold on. Just hold
Get
on, Ross.
Get off the window. Work.
Scrape it off while you're out there.
Please let me in.
So anyway, this time we'll actually let him in the airplane while we fly down and run around. Okay, so you were reading a compliment for Roscoe.
Okay, so I'm reading this. Compliment for Ross, and then he's going on to tell this story. He said, after listening to the past few shows where you've talked about telling people the terrifying stats on divorce before they get divorced, that was that whole China story thing that we were just talking about, he actually said that he had a friend of his, and yes, it's really a friend, who attended a suggested divorce counseling course. Granted, he said he likes the love counseling term better, but so before the divorce counseling, he was actually at his lawyer's office about to sign the divorce papers that his wife had written up that she wanted for no legitimate reason, he might add. And for some reason, he decided not to go through with it. Miraculously, the wife's lawyer texted his lawyer and said that she didn't want to go through with it either. They apparently all came out of this divorce counseling that they went to. There they showed him all the terrible stats that go along with divorce, and it totally changed his perspective. They are now back on the right track, repairing their marriage. Praise the Lord. Why isn't this mandatory before anyone gets a divorce, like apparently they're trying to do in China? And he said, to keep up the good work.
I have asked if we could actually do this on the front end. Over when we've done some premarital counseling, I've talked with some of our guys because we do what is, I forget, was it grief? Or what's the one that group that we have for people who go through divorce?
Divorce care.
Mm-hmm. So how beneficial would it be for some of these couples who are going into marriage? Mm-hmm. Let them sit and watch and hear the stories of people who have gone through divorce. Just to say, make sure that D word is never an option
for you. Well, you know what they should actually do in the divorce care, because there are people that get into those groups that are still in the process, that their divorce isn't final.
Right.
All those divorce care groups should be doing this, that they should really, not telling them how to get through the divorce with you know, taking care of your boo-boos, but sit down and say, look, if you can end this now and get back and save your marriage, that's what they should be doing in divorce care.
I agree.
Just my opinion. He's not even listening. He wants to play his music, and he doesn't even want to
be in a realistic
conversation today. He doesn't want to participate in real discussion today.
I'm sorry.
What was this about? I'm sorry.
Did I interrupt your conversation? I apologize.
It is your show. We're sorry.
No, it's okay. I don't care.
It's been commandeered by people who actually have something to say today.
It's a Monday mutiny. You're going to have a mutiny. Do it on a Monday.
All he wants to do is play music and press his buttons, then let him play
well,
music.
That's okay.
And press his buttons.
Okay. I just don't want to be the brunt of his button.
You say that like it has no meaning.
What's the significance of this? I don't know.
That's his way of showing us that he
What's
loves
the significance?
Us.
I don't know.
All right, Mr. Gunger, what say ye?
About what?
About the significance of the music that I play?
Sure, no, this guy's email.
It's culture. It's about teaching people how to understand culture more. What's that talking about?
He doesn't care.
Rewind. Just move on.
Well,
his question was, why don't courts
make that mandatory?
Make it mandatory. Mm-hmm. Because people are stupid.
Mm-hmm. They should make
That's
it
all.
Mandatory.
They're just people. Just this country, we could fix so many things. If we weren't just so incomprehensibly,
you have to fix the stupid first.
Well, they have to care about the marriage.
Mortifyingly, hinderingly stupid.
Yes.
But heaven forbid we do something that makes sense.
Sense.
We don't want that to break out. I mean, it's like the bubonic plague. People might actually start thinking for themselves.
Let's not have any common
sense.
Lord,
let's not have that. So why do people do it? Because they're stupid. That's why they won't do it. Why don't the courts do things that make sense? Because we're stupid. Mm-hmm. Why don't politicians do things that make sense? Because they're stupid. We're just all incomprehensibly stupid, is all I got to say.
Yeah, I know.
And I don't mean that in a mean way. I mean that in a very loving,
stupid,
kind.
In the highest
stupid,
possible
stupid in the most possible
regard.
You're just speaking
warmest.
The truth in love.
In love. Can you feel the love? Can you feel the love?
You're an idiot, you're a moron, and you're stupid.
I mean, it's not, like it's not like I'm yelling at people. For heaven's sakes, I'm not screaming at them.
Stop it!
I would never do something like that. I would never tell people to...
Stop whining.
I would never accuse people of having...
You lack discipline.
I'd never do those sorts of things.
Nope.
But we are a little on the stupid side.
A lot on the stupid side.
The Chi-Coms
mm-hmm. are dropping their divorce rates dramatically mm-hmm. just because they're forcing people to rethink their divorce before they get a divorce. And it's dropping the divorce rate dramatically. In the United States of America, we can't do that. It makes too much sense mm-hmm. to actually have a couple step back, think it through, go through mandatory counseling or something. That, right. heaven forbid, we'd be that intelligent or thoughtful. Because all
because
that
it's
matters,
violating their rights. They have the right to be happy. Don't violate their human rights.
Yes. Right.
You can't force somebody to go through marriage counseling if they want out of their marriage.
No, I guess not. Apparently. That would be
inconceivable.
It's not
if we try and help
business.
People think through their lives, it would be
inconceivable.
If we have people actually think through their process in lives, that would be
inconceivable.
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
It just fries my gizzard.
Your gizzards.
Gizzard, Puerto Rican pancakes.
I like fried gizzards, I must say.
No, forget fried gizzard. Just straight up plain pickled.
Raw gizzards?
Oh, pickled turkey gizzards are the...
Do you like raw? Have you ever had raw gizzards?
Well, they are raw. They're pickled, I think.
No, they're pickled.
Well,
I'm talking like you rip it right out of the bird and shove it down your throat.
No, but I'd be interested in trying.
Have you
it's
done
still
that?
Probably just as gummy.
Have you done that?
Those are the first gummy bears.
Have you actually taken a gizzard out of a chicken and eaten it? Seriously.
I'm telling you, those are the first gummy bears.
Have you actually done that? Taken a gizzard out of a chicken and eaten it raw? Have you ever done that?
Don't I look like the kind of guy that would do that?
You even need to ask.
I'm a manly man.
I don't know,
man.
Because we butcher chickens and I've handled gizzards and done all that. And it's like, if you saw that, why would you want to eat that raw?
We used
that's
to cut
gross
off chickens' heads. Now, that's entertainment.
Did you have to butcher them,
It doesn't
though?
Make a whole lot
cut
of
their
sense now, does it?
Did you actually have to butcher them?
Just cutting their heads off was
Pluck
creepy
them,
enough.
Cut them in half, take the guts out.
No,
I did that.
When you cut off the
I'm
heads.
I'm more of a man than you because I've butchered chickens.
When you cut off their heads, they keep running around.
Yes.
I know.
And they keep clucking. Which I don't quite understand.
I dare say
it's
there
no,
are some
it's
women
like
that
squawking.
Would be like that, too.
Because I would think when you lost your head, your ability to vocalize would be severely diminished.
No.
Severely diminished.
I can explain
right.
to you
but
what it is if you want to know.
But apparently, you can take a chicken's head and cut it off, and it still can vocalize to you. And there's nothing creepier than having a chicken with its head cut off running after you, still vocalizing its disapproval.
And following you.
And they're following you. And you're screaming at the top of your lungs like you're 6 years old. The chicken's after me! And it's very creepy to have that kind of chicken experience. Anyway, see, I don't know why people listen to this show. It's because of culture. They get so much from culture.
Brand new and available now on DVD, Manly Man 3, Time to Man Up. In this third year of the conference, Mark Gunger, comedian Ken Davis, Ed Gunger, and Paul Coughlin challenge men to stop being passive and become courageous leaders among their family and friends.
I think it's amazing. I've been sitting backstage watching this, and I think I get it. We have been neutered. Am I wrong? That isn't the sad part. We volunteered for it.
Order your Manly Man 3 DVD with over 6 hours of both hilarious and serious sessions giving men practical tools to become the man of God he's called them to be. Visit us online at laughyourway.com or call 866-525-2844. Don't wait. Order your copy today at laughyourway.com.
If you like listening to Mark Gunger on the radio, you'll love watching him live. Each week, Mark presents his Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage seminar in cities across the country. This wildly entertaining and informative event is designed to bring hope and positive change to your marriage, improve your communication, help your spouse to better understand you and your needs.
Men are more interested in sex than their wives. Why would you say that? Because generally it's true. But it's not always true. There are a lot of relationships where the wife is much more interested in sex than her husband. If you're here tonight and your wife is much more interested in sex than you are, I think I speak for all the men here when I say that we hate you.
Don't wait. Events are filling up fast. To view a schedule and register for an upcoming event, visit us today online at laughyourway.com. That's laughyourway.com.
I knew that I wouldn't
Nah, 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 nah.
I feel good.
Nah, 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 nah.
I knew that I wouldn't.
Nah, 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 nah.
So good. So good. I got you.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, yeah.
I feel nice.
You listen to the Mark Gunger Show as we're grooving and
like
stuff.
Sugar and spice.
My granddaughter was just in here. And she was doing well until I held her.
Mm-hmm.
She's lately on a I hate grandpa kick.
Because you haven't given her diamonds yet.
She's probably, he
right.
smells like an old man. He's got old man
mothballs.
Smell. I guess
mothballs.
Mothballs. He smells like mothballs.
Actually,
each time I see a little girl of five or six or seven, I can't resist a joyous urge to smile and say thank heaven for little girls.
I still remember the first time you played
this. Four little girls get bigger every day. Thank heaven for little girls. They grow up in the most delightful way. We pray.
We hope and pray.
They don't like to be around grandpa because he smells like mothballs. But thank heaven for little girls.
Thank heaven for them all, no matter where, no matter who. Without them, what would little boys do?
Oh, I love those little girls.
I have to tell you, when you talk about the grandpa smell, my grandpa always wore
you
Old
have
Spice.
It, Mark.
No.
Oh, no.
No,
I've got old man smell.
No.
I got old man smell.
I thought that's where you were going.
Here, I thought I had a lot of life left in me.
No, you don't.
I got old man smell on me.
Shut up. You don't. You're not listening to me. This is my grandpa wore Old Spice and he smoked cigars.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, he's been dead since I was in ninth grade.
Uh-huh.
But there are times like I'll get into an elevator or walk past somebody in the hallway and somebody is wearing that. And I just turn and it's like, it smells like my grandpa. I mean, seriously.
I'm glad you probably don't share that with them.
What? No, I don't. I wouldn't say, excuse me.
You smell
me,
just like my dead
my
grandpa.
Well, he's not. That's not the way he smelled when he was dead.
Oh, I smell you too. What's your name?
He smelled when he was alive.
No, I got old man smell.
Grandpa smells are good.
I got old dead man smell, which is even worse.
I'm trying to make you feel better and tell you the grandpa smells are nice. And
that's
I'm
not a really
helping
good pickup
you.
Line for any man.
Listen to her. Her way of making me feel better.
I'm trying to make you feel better.
Old man grandpa smells are nice.
They are. Well, when they're your grandpa, I mean, they might not be nice if you're trying to pick up a hot chick.
Oh,
okay, man. It's just,
this is terrible.
You
know, I'm trying to be cool, and she's, you don't smell that bad.
Little girls, except they grow up into big girls. Who insult you on the radio and say you stink.
It's only when you,
you
wear that nasty
smell just like my old grandma who's been dead for many years. Thank heavens, you really stink. But not as bad as some guys that I know.
Believe whatever you want.
No, really worse.
No, it's not a thing. Not a thing. We accomplished nothing except amusing him.
He's
highly amused.
Lost him?
Except amusing him.
Hey, this show is about amusing me.
That's all that counts.
That's all that's true.
Are we succeeding?
As long as I'm laughing, I don't really care what we say.
I know.
Okay.
Okay,
ready? What do you got?
My husband and I went to Your Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage last weekend. I don't know which weekend that was.
Right.
We both enjoyed it very much. The week prior to the seminar, we had decided to get divorced.
Wow.
I love my husband very much for 10 years and poured my heart out to him, and we have three small boys, 8, 6, and 4.
Did he smell like an old man?
Oh, stop.
Well, that might have been
that
a problem.
That could have been a real strong deterrent.
Because if he's got old man smell, maybe that's why he fell apart.
No, that's not it.
Okay.
She says he just worked and forgot about us. Now, I don't want him to touch me. No sex for months and wonder
he
if
does have
even
old man smell. I knew it.
No, it's not because of the old man smell.
Okay.
You jack and innies.
I'm telling you what, if your beau had that smell, ain't nothing going on.
Gosh, no. She doesn't want him to touch her or have sex with her, and she wonders if she still loves him. This week, he has been nice and trying, after they went to the seminar, nice and trying to make the marriage work.
He showered.
But how do I love him, trust him, or even want him to hug me again? I just dread the moments that he wants to hug or touch me or, I suppose, have sex. So I asked him,
that's bad.
Esther, have you ever talked?
When your wife, I dread the moment he touches
well,
me.
Well, she says, I dread the moments. I asked her if she's ever talked to him over the past 10 years about this and what did he say, and then wanted to know who wanted the divorce. She said, my husband and I were in counseling for 1 year. It didn't seem to help us. Felt like we just went round and round. I did not talk to him about it until about a year and a half ago. So they've been married 10 years, but she never brought up her dissatisfaction until a year and a half ago.
The grandpa smell didn't come up till a year and a half ago.
After she realized, she says, that I felt alone and raising our children alone and making all of the family decisions and plans by myself. I mostly am the one that wanted the divorce but have not left because I do not want to hurt my boys and break up a marriage. Mm-hmm. I would rather live unhappy than split them up, but he would like sex and love, and I don't feel I can give it to him anymore. He took everything I had left to give him and never gave back. My husband does say that if I don't give him sex, that he will leave.
Mm-hmm.
So she wants to know how she can even try to make this work again when she
you do
dreads
it on purpose, dear. You she just do it on purpose. First of all, he's your husband, even if he does smell like an old man.
Well, he's trying now. You just kind of got to let that go.
You know, how do I do? You just on purpose. I don't know if she's a Christian or not. Does she mention anything about?
No.
Not everybody comes to my thing as Christian. No. But if you are, the Bible's very clear. You do not have the right to say no to your husband. Mm-hmm. Under normal, you know, and certainly in my context, under normal circumstances, I think there's a point where rules change because of really bad behavior, and we've talked about that a gazillion times.
Was there that in this scenario?
No, it just sounds like he just sort of worked a lot and checked out on her.
Yeah, and here's
the
problem.
And let her to make all the decisions and raise the kids.
Here's the main thing. I hope all you other women are listening to this. Mm-hmm. This is what happens when you don't deal with stuff.
Because it's been 10 years. She didn't say anything till a year and a half ago. So she put up with, what, 7.5, 8.5 years of it rather than say
and they,
something.
And I'm telling you, they wait until their give a damn breaks.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's
that sounds
the problem.
Like it.
So I talk to women all the time. You need to straighten the mess out that you're in. You don't put up with these situations. I'm always stunned when people describe their miserable scenario and you ask them the question, when did this happen? Mm-hmm. When did it first start happening? I'm expecting to hear in the last 6 months, the last year, maybe 12 months, you know, 13, 14, 15 months. But I'm hearing, like this lady, 10 years,
15 years, 18 years.
And I think, really, girls? I mean, come on. What is the matter with you guys?
I don't know.
Bring it up, and then you don't even give it the chance for him to make it right.
Well, because she's had it.
Oh, I get it.
She's all done. She's had it.
And you're doing the right thing. You care about your boys. You say you care about your boys. Here's what you do. If you really love your sons, you'll make love to your husband. Mm-hmm. If you really care about your sons, you'll engage with him and help him to reconnect with you and the family. You'll do these things on purpose because you care about your sons. Because the most important thing for your sons to turn into healthy young men is to have an engaged father. It's hard for a man to engage with his children if he cannot engage with their mother. I know a lot of ladies are not aware of this.
Well, and what are you going to do? Divorce him and go and find somebody else and start over with small kids? It's just, it's not going to work.
Well, even without that, how do you get her to even want to be intimate with her husband when she doesn't feel like it?
Well, sometimes you ignore your feelings.
Because you got to jump that hurdle.
Yeah, sometimes you ignore your feelings. Yeah. You have to.
And we're talking sex here. We're not talking cleaning the toilet, for heaven's sakes. We're not talking about taking quinine or, you know, gargling Drano or... You know, it's not like we're talking about jumping out of an airplane. Oh, yeah. Pastor Mark, you're going to go up, we're 10,000 feet, and we're all got how do I jump out of the plane? I just don't think I can do it. Now that I understand. We're talking about having sex with a man. What in the world are you talking about?
Guess what? Sometimes you just have sex when you don't feel like it.
Yeah, but I think she's making this into something so much bigger. I'm giving, you know, to do that is like,
but her main problem is she let it go way too long.
You can say you've got issues. You can say you're a victim. It's all your parents' fault. I mean, after all, you didn't pick them. Maybe somebody else has got time to listen.
My give a damn's busted.
That's what happens. You wait until you don't care.
Your therapist says it was all a mistake. A product of the Prozac. And your codependent ways. So, who's your enabler these days?
Might give a damn busted.
I really wanna care. I wanna feel something. Let me dig a little deeper. No, still nothing.
That's what happens. All you other girls, listen to this right now. Oh, I'm not happy in my marriage, but I won't confront him, or I'm afraid if I move out, or I'm afraid if I tell his mom or our pastor that things will get worse and stuff. And oh, I just pray. And what's going to happen is you're going to wait until your give a damn breaks, and you're going to be just like this lady. Mm-hmm. Dear, you have a choice right now. You either ruin your marriage and ruin your kids' future for the rest of their lives. Okay. Or you snap out of it. Okay. And you realize, I need to connect with this man. I need to reconnect with this man. You say it's hard. Boo-hoo.
Well, it sounds like he's trying to at least go
stinking
with it.
Boo-stinking-hoo.
Go with it. Give him a chance. You know, don't just shoot him down in flames and then he's going to crawl back into the hole where he's been for 10 years. Give him a chance.
I want my kids to succeed, but I want to be my husband. I want a marriage to succeed, but I don't want to make love to him.
Well, probably
you know, I'd like to make $1 million and not go to work. I would like to not shower and not stink. I would like to have a very clean house and never clean it. I would like to have new clothes and never have to wash them.
Mm-hmm.
I would like a great many things.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to have co-hosts that like me. Some things you just can't have in life.
Ones you don't have to pay.
That's what he wants. All employees that he doesn't have to pay.
I'm not paying Belle. The reason she's here is because I got someone here who's not being paid. So finally we got somebody around who's not getting any money. I mean, so, you know, there's all kinds of things we want in life.
Yeah.
I bet you this very same woman, even though she can't stand, I don't know too many women who wake up thinking, man, I can't wait until I get to clean the toilet.
I never think that.
Do you ever, Belle, have you ever thought that, man, I'm really looking forward to reaching in there and dealing with all that stuff?
No, I've never thought that. Okay. But I have to say that I've always thought that sex was part of the proper care and feeding of husbands.
Yes, amen.
Good,
it is.
Good.
It is. But I mean, I bet you this very same lady, she cleans the toilet when she doesn't want to.
Sure.
I bet you she washes the clothes when she doesn't want to.
She goes to the grocery store.
I bet you
she goes to the grocery store
when she doesn't want to. I bet you she cleans the house when she doesn't want to. I bet you she deals with the kids when she doesn't want to. I bet you she does all kinds of things in her life. She might even go to work if she has a job when she doesn't want to. I bet you she does everything in her life. Most of you women, for heaven's sakes. Oh, I need just one big,
we
gigantic.
We should be good at doing things we don't like to do and don't feel like doing. We
one
do it all
gigantic
the time.
Swirly for the entire gender. This is a big gender swirly.
I feel like Belle just equated me to a hamster, by the way. The proper care and feeding of a man.
It is.
Well, we are kind of like hamsters.
Petco.
It is.
So here's the thing. These women, virtually everything they do in their life,
mm-hmm.
are things that they don't really want to do.
That's right.
But you don't even think, but why do you do it? So you can have the positive result.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, when it comes to some of the basics, like making love to their husbands, or being kind of, I don't want to do it.
Hmm.
I don't want to do it.
I ain't going to do it.
So they'll let their marriage go to hell, traumatize their children, destroy their financial security for the rest of their lives.
Because I don't feel like it.
As if everything else in their life was what they did, what they felt like.
Mm-hmm.
As if they loved cleaning. As if they loved cooking. As if they loved washing clothes. As if they loved doing all the crap of life. All of the, everything in a woman's life is just pure, unadulterated joy from morning till night.
Mm-hmm.
Except when it comes to dealing with her husband. Seriously, you girls, you know you're all full of baloney.
Absolutely.
You do all these things, you know. So when it comes to this, it's just another one of those things. But why do you do it? So you have a clean house.
Mm-hmm.
So you have clean clothes. Why would you make love to a husband? So that he stays connected with you. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't run off with another woman. So that he will stay there for their sons and help build a financial security for their future. There's all kinds of reasons why you would do it. But if you don't get this, if she doesn't understand what I'm saying, I could dance in front of her. I could talk till I'm blue in the face. She will not get it. There's women, they're so stubborn, they're so resistant, they're so hell-bent on destroying their lives. There's nothing you can say to them.
Well,
so
and
I don't
she
know
did say that he said that if she does not give him sex, that he will leave. And you know then what will happen. She will be upset. She will say, he left me.
Oh, yeah, and then he'll be the bad guy.
Yes, yes. Which is, I don't think that that's fair. I don't think that that's right to give.
You think your husband's evil for that?
Listen to me.
You come to the marriage seminar. You think I'm a cool guy. You write the show. And if my wife refused to give me sex, I'd leave her too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just telling you. You guys can say whatever you want. She just decides no more.
This
is over.
Well, at least the separation.
I'm just telling you.
At the very
you.
Least.
I'm sure it would destroy my life. I know me. It would destroy my life. I couldn't handle it. My life would be a wreck. And then everybody could point to Mark Gunger and say, mm-hmm. he's a nothing but a lying, dirty piece of crap.
Because he left his wife.
He was that pastor guy, and everybody will point to me and hate me, but what they won't ever know
is what
instigated that.
Correct.
Was a woman who refused to be a lover to me. You want to be in that category, dear? Listen, everybody will think you're great and your husband's the bad guy, but there's a judgment day coming. That's the good news, girls. There's a judgment day coming when all the stuff gets revealed, and then we start finding the rest of the story.
What's the bad news for some people?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is when we really start finding out. Oh, maybe that husband wasn't just such a piece of crap, although he did the wrong thing. You can't justify it. But then we start figuring out, oh, that's maybe
somebody else had a little hand in the mess.
You think your husband's a bad man because he's threatening to leave you if you're not going to have sex with him anymore for the rest of your life? Sweetheart, I could be married to you. I'd be telling you the same puking thing. What you're doing is wrong. It is just wrong. At every conceivable level, it's wrong. She says she wants the best for her children, but not really. She says she wants the best for her marriage, not really. Because she refuses to have sex with her husband. It's like a woman saying, I want a clean house, but I refuse to clean it. I want nice smelling clothes, but I refuse to wash them. What would you think, sweetheart, if another woman came to you and said, I want to have fresh cleaning clothes, man, and I just envy you because your clothes smell so good and mine just smell so awful. I wish my clothes could be like, well, why don't you clean them? No, I ain't going to clean them. I refuse to clean them. You would think she's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what I think. You're thinking about what you're talking about doing to your marriage is nuts and extremely destructive. We'll be back right after this.
Have a marriage dilemma? Email your questions to radio@markgunger.com, and Mark can answer them during one of our shows.
Hi, this is Mark Gunger, author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, inviting you to join us at this year's Butt-Kicking Women's Conference in Green Bay, May 20th and 21st. Why such a strange title for a women's conference? Well, it's my term of endearment for women who are strong, confident women who know who they are, what they believe, and won't just idly sit by and let anybody rob them of the kind of life God wants for them. Now, this is not a conference for crying and healing. Those are fine. But this conference is not about healing. It's designed to build strong, confident women who can have a real impact in their homes, churches, and communities. Look, we live in a culture that, despite its promises, have left many women who are weak, insecure, and too often victims. If you want to be the strong, confident woman you know God wants you to be, plan on attending this year's conference and bring your daughters with you. For more information, visit buttkickingwoman.com. That's buttkickingwoman.com.
If you like listening to Mark Gunger on the radio, you'll love watching him live. Each week, Mark presents his Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage seminar in cities across the country. This wildly entertaining and informative event is designed to bring hope and positive change to your marriage, improve your communication, help your spouse to better understand you and your needs.
Now, when a woman is stressed out, she has to talk about it. If she doesn't talk about it, her brain will literally explode.
Don't wait. Events are filling up fast. To view a schedule and register for an upcoming event, visit us today online at laughyourway.com. That's laughyourway.com.
Words in my head I've been thinking. You know I want to say them all just right. I lift your veil, angels start singing. Such a heavenly sign, yeah. Lost in this moment.
Lost in this moment.
You're lost in this moment with Mark Gunger, Diane Barley, and Ross Allen Skarzewski, along with our special guest, Belle, this program. And what else do you have there?
Okay, this is one of those third-party situations that you hate to talk about. But yeah, it's a situation that many of us find ourselves in. So just bear with me and listen, will you please?
What if you don't like people?
A little bossy
happens?
There.
I am bossy. I was listening back to some of the shows. I get very bossy.
I told you
I sent
that
you
last
a text.
Week.
I'm like, holy
no,
cow.
It was 2 weeks ago. I said, holy cow,
I'm
Diana.
Bossy. I get very bossy sometimes.
Did you forget your meds today?
I just don't realize it at the time until I hear it back. But okay. She says, I am pretty new to your show, but I love your delivery and your message. I am hoping that you can give me some words of wisdom to help me talk or smack whatever's necessary some sense into my guy friend. I am a Christian woman, but he is not a Christian, which might explain some of his thinking, quite obviously. He started talking to this girl online a few months ago, and they were out on their first date almost 2 months, and they went out on their first date almost 2 months ago. At first, he wasn't going to ask her out again because he was a bit disappointed in her appearance, she says. But I encouraged him to give her another chance, which he did. They live about 2 hours apart from each other and started—
I wonder what he looked like.
Yeah. Right? They started seeing each
I've
other
on
weekends.
I've seen some of these
weekends.
Guys, they make comments like that.
Yes.
And I think— Dude, have you looked in the mirror?
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Anyway, okay, go ahead.
Okay, so they've been dating for 2 months. They live 2 hours apart and see each other on weekends. She just proposed to him, and he said yes. They have a date set for June of next year, so it must be like a year from now. My exact words to him when he told me this news was somewhere along the way, you both fell off the sanity truck. Here's why I think this is a bad idea, and see if you agree. He's 24. She's about to turn 20. He's had one girlfriend before for 5 years. They dated in high school and had sex with her. This new girl has had, she's 20. She's 20 years old. Had 4 boyfriends, 12 sexual partners, and 1 miscarriage by a man who was married and had 2 kids of his own.
4 boyfriends and 12 sexual
12
partners?
Sexual
yes.
Partners.
What the heck do you call the other guys?
One night stands.
Casual sex.
Mm-hmm.
Holy moly.
And then she had a miscarriage with a man who was married and had 2 kids of his own. In her defense, she didn't know he was married at the time, apparently. She and my friend had sex about 2 weeks after they became an item. She wanted sex first, and he said no because he wanted to wait for a while, but soon he caved. Of course he did. He's living in his mom's basement, and she admits that she's working on a dead-end job. Well, they both have plans to move up and out.
Here's a good pick for you, sweetheart.
Yes.
What are you doing with your life? Yes. Living in my mom's basement?
Yes.
Really? Wow. That's pretty awesome.
Yes.
Will you marry me?
Will you marry me?
Says neither,
I need to be some of that.
Neither of them are stable enough to support a spouse. Along those lines, they are seriously considering moving in together this summer, or if they can't afford it, they plan to move in with relatives while they save money to get a place of their own. He also can't afford to get her the engagement ring he says he wants for her, to say nothing of the wedding, which will be small but still cost money. I have been blunt with my friend and told him that they are too starry-eyed to see straight and that they should give it at least a few more months for the honeymoon phase to pass, but he refuses. He says he hears and appreciates my input, but is there anything else I can say to get his head straight, or do you think I'm totally wrong and should just stay out of it? And if this ends up being a train wreck, what can I say without saying, I told you so. We all know situations like this.
Yeah.
It's a train wreck. You see it. You know, you see the writing on the wall.
There's nothing you can do. That's the drag.
I mean, you can tell them, but they're not going to listen.
And the reason, because he's having sex with this chick.
Mm-hmm.
And his brain's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both crazy. You're right. I mean, I don't know what they're thinking. They're not thinking at all.
But there isn't too much.
These are the people that'll be a statistic. They'll get divorced. They'll have 3-4 kids. It'll wind up totally screwed up.
Mm-hmm. Then just tell them I told you so.
Dump out of school or take drugs, and your daughter will get pregnant, and your son will wind up in jail, and that's what happens. There's nothing you can do. What are you going to do?
I mean, you can say it, but I promise you they're not going to listen. Most of the time,
they don't want
they
to listen.
Do not. They do not.
He would have
it.
Already if he was going to.
Yeah. If she's already said enough
cared.
To him. No, there's no magic bonk over the head.
Hey, welcome to my world.
Yeah, I know.
You know, that's what we do all the time, try to reason with people. Try to wrestle with them, get into their heads. Mm-hmm. Say, what are you thinking? What are you thinking? What are you thinking? And they still don't listen, so.
No. Okay.
What are you going to do?
Not much that you can do. Okay, see if we can squeeze this one in. It's a dating.
Yeah, it's frustrating.
Sure it is.
Yeah, it
especially
is.
From people that you know and you care about a lot, your family, your friends, whatever. It's very difficult to watch them go down a rat hole.
Yeah.
But there's nothing you can do about it.
And, you know, again, if they're your friends, if they care what you think, then great. But a lot of times they, you know, what they really want is just want you to approve of them.
Mm-hmm. That is what they want.
And it's frustrating. This show is frustrating at times.
Oh, indeed it is.
That's why I try to break it up.
With your music.
Something a little more meaningful. A little more encouraging. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Walk like an Egyptian. I mean, the reason we do it, people say, well, why do you play stupid things like that? Because I'll go crazy if I don't.
You have to break the monotony of the insanity. Yes. Anyway. You do.
All right.
Okay, I don't know if you have an answer to this one or not. She says, I am wondering what you, Diane, and Ross's thoughts are on this courage ministry idea. Apparently, courage, she says, you just found out about it through someone I know who works for the Catholic Church. It's a completely confidential ministry for those Christians in the church who are struggling with same-sex attractions. She adds, I think we've completely lost it. Same-sex attraction within the Christian community is now an addiction. We are so far from real biblical teaching, it's unbelievable. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We'd better tear that out of the Bible as well. So have you ever heard of this? She wants to know what you think of actually having ministries for people within the church.
What is it?
Courage Ministry. It's my first time of hearing about this
particular
ministry.
One. Yes. I know there's other ministries out there like that I have
heard
of.
For people struggling with same-sex attractions, mm-hmm. desiring to either come out of or to quell or... whatever.
So do they actually help them once they've crossed the line and say that they are gay and then deal with that? Or do they deal with that you feel this but you haven't acted on it and what do I do because I think I'm homosexual? I don't know what
according
they do.
According to this, it says Courage is a group that is really trying to help people understand the church's teaching on sexuality, the purpose of sexuality, and to provide the whole concept of friendships and the truth behind sex and all that other stuff. So... I don't know. I mean,
I don't know that much about any of that.
I don't either.
She wanted to know your opinions, but we can't.
Well, my opinion is this: who cares what people feel?
Mm-hmm.
That's why you don't live by how you feel; you live by what's the right thing to do.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I feel attracted to another man. I might be gay. I don't care what you feel like. Well, I don't feel attracted to a woman. Okay, great. Stay single.
Yeah.
I don't care.
You could feel attracted to somebody else's wife.
You can feel whatever you want.
You can feel attracted to the 12-year-old neighbor girl. I mean, there's all sorts of things.
Well, that's what my point is. I feel all kinds of things I shouldn't feel from time to time.
And let's hope that you're not actually feeling those
things. And the thing is you're not governing, you're not all of a sudden, you know, going into a place where you're compulsively acting this stuff out.
No, but see, this is the thing. I mean, if this thing's a ministry to help people to rationalize their feelings, oh, good grief, who cares? We need to teach people. See, a lot of people say, well, what if they feel gay? I don't care. If I feel like committing adultery doesn't make it right.
Exactly.
That's right.
If I feel like seducing a 12-year-old girl next door because she's got the hoochies of a 25-year-old.
Well, even they don't. They're just little girls.
I'm just saying, it doesn't matter. We don't live by how we feel.
That's right.
But you got a whole culture now to help people deal with their feelings. Everybody's got to be honest with how they feel. That's why we're such a mess.
Yep.
All right, guys. See you tomorrow.
Bye, Bible.